Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The massive immigrant detention center in East El Paso is set to close, according to Congresswoman Veronica Escobar. In a statement, Escobar said she will continue to hold the independent contractor accountable for what civil and immigrant rights groups have described as poor conditions inside the center at Fort Bliss. The El Paso Public Health Department also noted a measles outbreak at the center. Three people held in custody at the detention camp have also died. You can find our coverage of the facility at ktep.org, including a story of the 911 calls made due to medical emergencies between December and February. In other news, Tuesday's primary election started with technical issues for some voting centers that experienced problems with the voter check-in electronic pads. The issue led to an injunction giving El Pasoans an hour more to head to the polls. The evening capped a historic turnout for the March 3rd primary. According to the El Paso County Elections Department, 92,897 cast their ballots in the Democratic and Republican primaries. That is nearly 18% of the total 523,381 registered voters in the county. To compare, 56,855 Democrats and Republicans turned out for the March 2022 primary, a year that saw over 11% turnout. Runoff elections will be held on May 26th. Early voting will take place on May 18th and last until the 22nd. And voters ousted El Paso County Commissioners David Stout and Sergio Coronado in the Democratic primary. Mike Duran defeated Stout with 53% of the total votes in the Precinct 2 race. Annette Griego beat Coronado with 57% of the total votes in the Precinct 4 election. In November, the two Democrats will face Republican candidates who ran unopposed in their respective races. Duran will run against Matt Sistrunk, and Griego will run against Leo Arcos. And scandal-battered Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez survived his primary fight and will advance to a May runoff against challenger Brandon Herrera. Gonzalez represents a district that stretches from San Antonio to far east El Paso County. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has more.
Because neither Republican was able to win more than 50% of the vote, the GOP nomination remains unsettled. This sets up another showdown between the incumbent and the hard right challenger. Herrera, a gun rights activist, sought to make an issue of Gonzalez's scandal, an allegation that he had an affair with a former staffer who took her own life. Gonzalez denies the allegations and has resisted calls to resign. On the Democratic side, Kathy Padilla Stout won her party's nomination, giving Democrats a clear candidate while Republicans remain locked in a divisive contest. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Today, the U.S. House Ethics Panel launched an investigation into Representative Gonzalez. And in Texas Senate race, Democrat James Talarico was claimed the victor over Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, with about an 8-point gap between the two. Talarico, who promised El Pasoans an office if elected, received 61.8% of votes here last night. The win means he will move on to face the winner of the Republican primary runoff. The Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey was at Talarico's election night watch party.
Talarico took the stage right after midnight to let his supporters know that while every vote must be counted, he was confident in the outcome. That was before he was declared the winner. He used that time to drive home the reason he ran for the seat.
This is a people-powered movement to take on this broken, corrupt political system. This is truly a campaign of, by, and for the people.
Texas Democrats haven't won a statewide race in over 30 years, but polls show Talarico could break that losing streak depending on who he faces in the primary. After he was officially awarded the Democratic spot, he sent out a press release saying, quote, "We're about to take back Texas." I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.